I'm expecting.
Hey everyone, I'm Nikki Robertson, and in this short episode, I'm going to answer one of the questions that I get sent time and time again. That being, how can I manage IBS? It is ruining my life. Anyone who's ever suffered with long-term abdominal pain will know how difficult it is to treat, let alone cure IBS, and how many different approaches you have to try before finding some kind of relief, only for it to be temporary. I do need to emphasize up front that if you're suffering from any health concern, your first port of call should always be your doctor. It is really important to rule out any serious medical condition first. That said, so many people go to their GP hoping to get a prescription for a problem like IBS, otherwise known as irritable bowel syndrome, and have very little relief. You then find a dietitian or a therapist marketing themselves as a gut health specialist, only to pay a fortune for a bag of supplements and a generic meal plan, and maybe that works in the short term, but most likely not. You cut out gluten and spend another small fortune on gluten-free processed food. Perhaps you cut out all animal protein and then you eliminate dairy. You try the famous FODMAPs protocol. And lastly, go for an allergy screening, only to be told that you have food sensitivities to almost everything. Raise your hand if this is you. I see this every single day. And while yes, sometimes these approaches work, you cannot solve a long-term problem with a short-term solution. Over the past couple of years, I've seen dozens of clients with SIBO, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, and acid reflux. The gut, which starts in your mouth and ends in the toilet, is complex, but it is not complicated. In simple terms, we need an acidic and enzyme-rich environment at the beginning of the digestive process, and an environment rich in bacteria for the rest of the journey south. This seems reasonable, but when we really look at what we're eating, it's no wonder that 2 out of 3 people are living with some or other kind of gastric distress, accompanied by joint pain, inflammation, anxiety, and low energy. In my experience, it is not necessarily the gluten or the dairy products that are causing the problem, and it is most definitely not the red meat. What we're seeing is when we eliminate raw vegetables, legumes such as beans, peas, chickpeas, and lentils, and for many people, even rice, as well as seed oils from the diet, something dramatic happens. All the symptoms go away within a couple of days and stay away for as long as you can eliminate these highly indigestible and often inflammatory components from our everyday eating. Yes, this does fly in the face of what we've been taught and told. Aren't we supposed to eat fiber like cows in a pasture? Isn't gluten the demon of the nutrition world? Like it or not, the human digestive system simply doesn't work like that. It is also very tricky to get this right on your own. Eliminating foods that are so prolific while still being able to function in the world is a skill, so coaching is really useful here. Seed oils are in everything, even the most innocent of foods, and especially in foods that masquerade as keto, vegan, gluten-free. So while you're trying to make better choices, your health is taking a severe hit. And weren't we told that seed oils were better for your heart health? Well, no, that's not true at all. Seed oils, when consumed in volume, and they are consumed in volume because you will find them in everything from bread to salad dressings, and most definitely in your vegan meat substitute. The only oil derived from a plant that has any health benefits is olive oil. In fact, good quality olive oil is the only oil we should be using habitually. This brings me to the topic of supplements. Yes, there are incredible tools available, from digestive enzymes to probiotics. Unfortunately, not all of them deliver, and they are certainly not all the same. I personally do not believe that anyone should be on the same supplement long term. They are useful when targeted for a specific purpose, and then they need to be tapered. Probiotics were all the rage a couple of years ago, and yes, there are a small handful that work for a specific application, but I don't believe that we should be taking probiotics daily. Instead, we should be seeding our guts with bacteria that self-propagates. A probiotic that does this remarkably well is a product called VivoMix. I recommend taking it once or twice a week and then leaving the microbiome to do what it knows how to do best. In severe cases of IBS, L-glutamine is very useful for restoring the mucosal integrity of the large intestine, but again, not long term. possibly the most useful supplement is a good digestive enzyme that contains betaine HCl, which is ox bile acids, and then accompanied by the various enzymes that assist in digesting fats, carbs, and proteins. You have to be consistent with enzymes, taking them every time you eat for several weeks to really get your digestive system cooperating and ridding the small intestine of anything that shouldn't be there. As I mentioned earlier, doing this alone is possible, but inherently difficult. So getting some guidance from a nutritionist who has a track record in this process is very useful. If you'd prefer to give this advice a go and are committed to living a better life, get hold of my book, Thrive, Breaking the Diet Rules, or even better, go to my website, reinventhealth.co.za, and make an appointment for a personalized consultation. Please keep on sending your questions. I'm creating a whole lot more of these short form episodes to address your particular health and nutrition concerns. Have a great day, and don't forget to share with your friends, family, and colleagues.